It's part two of the AMAs.
Sounds like an award, right?
American Music Awards are AMAs.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking the VMAs also, which was recently. Alex and Chopper here for 128 of GTWM Year 10. Alex, you posted, was it like a dildo or something on IG?
Hindi. Kasi sabi ko, pag magpapadeliver, mahirap. Di ba, sa US, talagang pag sinabing discreet, di ba?
Yeah.
So, nag-isip ako na...
This is sex toys.
Sabi ko, paano kaya? Sex toy. Yung parang dildo. Imagine nyo dildo. Di ba may mga joke dati yung mga Pilipino pagka nagbalot ng Christmas gift? Alam mo naman kung ano yon yung pichel. Binalot as is na parang sa labas pa lang. Oh, surprise, pichel talaga. Kaya natatakot din ako magpa-deliver sa mga Lazada or Shopee. Kasi yung dildo, di ako naniniwala ng discreet mga ibalot na courting dildo. Tapos mga sumisigaw pa naman sa labas namin ng gate namin ni Lazada. Sumisigaw! Alex Calleja, kasi kilala nga ako. Alex Calleja, may delivery ka. Tapos tatanoy na asawa ko, ano po yan? Minsan sumasagot sila, alam na nila yung... Mamaya, dala-dala nila, ano po yan? Titi po, tite. Titi po, malaki pong tite. Opo, para kay Alex Calleja. Eh, putang layo ng gate namin. Tapos marami ko yung mga kapitbahay. Tite! Tite! So yun, na-convince ko. Na-convince ko ng konti. Na,
really?
Unti-unti ko na na-convince.
Wow!
Pero para ma-convince ko, inuna ko muna yun sa kanya.
Yes. Yes, that's a good way to do it.
Para sinabi ko, para malaman mo na talagang walang mali siya to, uunahin ko muna yung sex toy mo.
Okay. So,
sabi niya, pumayag siya.
Binili mo na.
Binili ko na. Oh, siya muna. Oh.
Well, let me see that dick. Hold on, one second. Let me see that. Let me see it.
No.
Let me see it. No, I want to see it because I had my monitor, you know, my technical. No, I had the equalizer up.
By the way, mo speaking of dick, ako nag-post ng dick nung lalaki doon sa Discord. Tapos pagbalik ko doon sa Discord, meron na siyang warning.
No, listen, here's the thing about Discord. I don't control Discord. I have all the say in the world, right? I mean, this is just the reality. Discord is a GTWM server. So the head of GTWM is me, right? I am essentially the head of the entire thing. On Discord, it is displayed there that I am the captain, meaning I have full control over everything. But I don't really know too much about Discord. So the people who run it, they're the ones who know everything about it. They don't ask me anything. They barely ask me things. They'll be like, you know, vote for your approval. But it's rare kasi wala naman akong alam dun sa Discord. So biglang, when you put the dick pic up there, I'm starting to get these alerts. Mo. Si Alex, oh, nagpapakita ng tite. Oh, no.
Bawal! Like, bawal ba yon?
Yeah, because you're not even allowed to curse on Discord. We have rules there. No saying bad words, no nudity, there's none of that shit.
Pero syempre, hindi na masaway si Alex.
Eh, syempre tayo, ni Alex, puro putang ina ng sinasabi natin doon, tapos may tite, tapos, you know, it's breaking all the rules.
Oh my God.
So yung mga, like, si Alex na naman, oh. Tingnan si Alex, oh. Tingnan mo. May tite, oh.
Okay, may tite na naman dito.
May tite na naman dito. may kailangan mo ba ng...
Patingin nga, I just wanna see. I'm not gonna take a photo or anything. I just
hindi, ang sinasabi ko, nagsabi muna kay Mo, dito ganito kayabang si Mo. Mo, mupost ko ba yung tite na sinasabi? Sabi ni Mo, oh, ipost mo! Eh, di ba bawal yung baka maban ako? Sabi ni Mo, we're the boss! Sabi ko, sige, pag-post ko... Totoo, ayaw maliwala, sabi mo.
That's true, that's
we're
true.
We're the boss, Alex.
Bakit ba? What's with the tite? Like, is there something
special? No, it was just a dick pic. And Alex was fascinated how clean and machinis it was. Like, it was irrelevant. My point is that the thing on the Discord. So, speaking of Discord, I think some girl bought a bunch of Lilo vibrators and she posted it there too because she was like, I heard Chopper talking about it. Like, honestly, we have some kind of influence.
You know, the Lilo, and that's why I wanted Alex. Like, Alex, if you really want, like...
Jesus, look at the size of that fucking cock.
Okay, to me, I don't know with your wife, and I don't know with other girls. That looks scary to me kasi parang it's someone else's size
of
dick.
It's size your arm.
Yung Lilo vibrator, it's not shaped as a dick. So there's no balls, there's no head or cock or whatever, shaft. It's... So, hindi ako intimidated na pag binubuksan ko yung drawer, ay, may titi doon.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like it. It looks like a...
Yan, Alex,
it looks like a
parang titi ng someone. ganun.
Yeah, it looks like a remote control with...
Nakamatakot yung wife mo.
Okay, so you know, wait, this is an interesting topic. This is interesting. Let's get away from the whole Alex marriage sex toy stuff. Okay, so me, babe, right? Mm-hmm. Because the, when it comes to the when it comes to the fleshlights, right? And uh-huh. Alex, I'm assuming you're hoping to graduate into fleshlight. The fleshlights look like full vaginas. They're not. It's not like, oy, mukha siyang flashlight na ipapasok mo lang titi mo sa butas. No, they look like vaginas, lips, everything.
And do you want them to look like a vagina?
No, that's the way they're sold, right? I mean, what are you going to do? Kind of like that dick is sold that way.
With the veins.
With the veins and the balls and all of that stuff. So here's my question. And I'm not asking this for me, but I'm just asking it in general because you're the girl on the show. How graphic are you, Angelica, willing to accept in terms of what a sex toy looks like? Kasi, di ba? I mean, like, halimbawa, kung bumili ka ng ganyan yung titi na yan, if you bought that, okay lang sa akin yan.
Pero medyo, you're fine?
Well, yeah, because...
So you're asking me, like, for example, how...
How lifelike before you start getting uncomfortable? Because clearly you're uncomfortable.
For my own sex toy or for your sex toy?
No. For me, for everybody. Like for you, you look uncomfortable. Because I may titi sa
yeah.
Sa drawer go. Okay, well, what about the guy's sex toy?
Just saying it, my titi sa drawer.
No, because like what if you like, I know, under the bed, all of a sudden a full size
bangs
sex toy comes, like a full size doll.
Yeah, no, that's a no.
Yeah. Why is that a no? I'm confused. Okay. I'm not confused. I'm intrigued. Why that's a no?
And I to me, parang you, I don't know. Okay, to me, ang hirap sumagot.
No. You don't have to answer because there's not a full size sex toy underneath the fucking
no,
bed.
No, not.
I'm asking you hypothetically.
Okay, I don't want to offend other people that find.
How can this be offensive? It's a sex toy.
No,
talk.
Hold on. I don't want to offend other people that use that with what I'm gonna say. Right to me.
That's why I said Angelica.
To me, it's creepy. It's creepy that there's another person, although it's a toy, in the room that I share with my husband or with.
Okay, so let's say it's not in the room. Let's say it's in the garage. Because I need to know what your limits are.
But I didn't even know you were getting a flashlight. So I'm like,
I know, but when I said it yesterday, a couple episodes, the reason I got it was just out of sexual frustration.
Akala ko okay. Kaya ako akala ko okay kayo sa toy.
No.
I have nothing against
the genesis of the genesis of the sex toy was I wanted Chopper to get a sex toy because I thought it would enhance, you know, pleasure and all that stuff. So I don't have any problem with it.
Yeah.
And then my question about the sex toy is like, what are the actual limits? So full size actual doll.
I don't like that.
You
I'm
don't
not,
like that. Okay.
I'm not comfortable
so,
with that.
Half body. Cut off. No, this is not.
Oh, hindi ba yun sa yung pina-deliver data na hindi ko tinanggap? Di ba half body yun?
No. I said the half body is available, right? But there are fleshlights. Fleshlight I have, but yung mga like half the size of a human being, no, right? They're available.
Sa akin yun eh.
That's what he sent you?
Yung half body.
Oh,
okay,
yung half body.
Yeah, but that's because you were gifted by that rich guy in Ohio, right? And that's really expensive. So. Again, for Angelica, full size doll unacceptable, half body meaning parang
may hawak kang butt,
walang ulo,
walang ulo, walang boobs, walang ulo, may boobs yung sayo,
may boobs,
putang ina kalaki-laki naman
yun,
walang legs,
fine. So let's take Alex's toy.
I can't. No.
Let's say Alex's toy exactly meaning boobs, pek puwet. Pero walang legs.
Yeah, like the moment I see that, I'm never sleeping with you ever again.
Okay, so that's out of the question. Okay,
yeah.
Tanggalin mo yung boobs. Let's see, we're just gonna deduct, right? Just gonna keep going down. Tanggalin mo yung boobs. So what's this? Waist hanggang thigh.
So I really just want a sex toy that we can enjoy together in bed. Like,
right, but the sex toy exists because of the lack of sex, not because it's enhanced the sex. It's because it's a substitute because there's not enough sex.
Yeah, because so, I don't use Lilo without you. So, you
I get
know.
It, but that's not the topic. Aww! That's not the topic.
Lilo without you. Magandang tagline yun, ha? Lilo, don't use it without you.
We're never gonna get to the end of this. the Lilo is not part of this conversation because that Lilo exists to enhance our sex life. My Fleshlight exists because I was frustrated with our sex life. Those are two different reasons they exist. That's why I'm asking you based on...
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think, like, the smaller, like, no parang human body, no affiliation.
They don't make those.
Okay, well, I don't know that.
Kaya ako nainis dito mo. Ayun ang mga binigay ko example. Kaya pala
ganun yung reaction. But she said yes.
She said yes, so that means it's okay for her.
The same reaction ni Angelica. Ganyan ang same. No. Not because I was showing the hap body mo.
That thing weighs like 20 pounds.
I was showing because I thought ikaw ang meron nun.
No. They're available. Like they're available.
Kaya nang patay tayo kung magkakasang lugar tayo, isang lugar tayo, well, punta kami sa inyo for dinner. Di ba mo, meron ka rin ganun yung hap body, sasabihin mo, no, of course not. Eh sabi mo pa, si Angelica, sasabihin ni Angelica, no, patay ako. Kasi yun ang pinakita ko example. Kaya rin pala ganun yung reaction niya sa kanya.
I think, okay, so here's what I think should happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think when it comes to male sex toys, and now I'm talking to the women in, you know, in the world here.
Mm-hmm.
Fleshlights are made as replicas of vaginas. So if you're gonna sit here and you're gonna go, I don't want you mukhang pekpek. Well, I'm sorry. They all do. They all look like pek. The way that looks like a tite, the one he's got right there. Look
That's
at
so
Alex.
Scary, yeah.
Look at Alex. He just ran to get the half body. I bet you he has it somewhere. That's, yeah. See, so, oh my God, where did you get that? So, yeah. So there are fleshlights like that are. The opening looks like a vagina. I think what's acceptable before it gets creepy, and I'm with you, babe. Like, I wouldn't want you to have a full-size male doll here, right? Like, plus, we've got children. You don't want them to run into that stuff. You
know,
all that stuff. You're bringing putang ina lalabas ako sa closet. Tangina may kalaki. You know, so I'm... Yeah, look, see, that looks like a vagina. And he's fingering it right now. Alex is putting his finger in it. So, I think what's acceptable... If we can put up a standard.
Wala ang ganito mo? Wala ang ganito?
That's a fleshlight. That's a fleshlight. That's a fleshlight. I'm talking about... Can we finish the fucking thing? What's acceptable is, I think, a fleshlight at minimum,
yeah.
All the way up to a torso, meaning, like, you know, no boobs, no head, no human-looking, like, you murdered somebody.
So why do you still need the torso?
For weight.
What do you mean?
Okay, it's kind of like, okay, Alex, let me see the dildo again. Hey, Alex is so
nice. I just need to understand.
Yeah, like, I know, and I will tell you why. Let me show you. Go ahead.
Alex, take notes.
Okay, so look. No. No one's going to take a photo. Okay, you see the end of it? You see the end of that dildo right there?
Yeah.
There's a suction cup. You know what that's for? Hold on. Again, let me finish. That is for you to stick it onto the wall of your shower. Stick it on the bottom where it can stick.
So you can helicopter it.
Well, no. I mean, not to helicopter. But because it's really hard to fuck that thing if you're just jackhammering yourself.
Correct. Yeah. Because
right, you want well, and not on the carpal tunnel. It's more the realism of it. Like, if you put that against the wall and you suction it against the wall. Because the dildo has got a suction at the end for everybody listening because you can't see it. What you can do is you can get into the doggy position. And then you can have it have sex with you without having you actually, you know,
I get it.
Simulating,
okay.
Right? That's the same thing with the torso. Like, if you have a fleshlight, you actually still have to jack off your dick, which is kind of purpose.
But why can't it just have a suction so you're just fucking the wall? Like,
no,
so
but, well, you the difference between sensation...
Alam nyo, kayo nag-ano sa akin sa mundo na to ngayon para you're
No, but I really
let's take
like,
some calls.
We're
never going to get to the end of this. It's a functional thing, not a creepy thing. We start getting into the creepy thing when shit has heads, when it has boobs, when it has arms and legs.
And then you dress them up.
That's when we're getting into the fucking weirdo shit, right? And as you guys know on the show, we're not the weirdo. Now, all of you guys who are into cuckolding and all that other stuff, that's for you. BDSM, that shit's for you. I think where Alex is, where I am, where Chopper is we're entry level to intermediate, okay? Novice level sex toys. That's it.
Wait, mabilis lang to. No, you invited me to that entry level, and now it's like you're disgusted.
No, that's not what happened.
By the way, Alex, this is what you need. And then what the hell? Why did you?
No, I didn't say. I said the hip. I said torso. I said hip. I meant hip. I think the maximum is the hip.
Sorry. Nagtanggal na ho din siya. Initan na siya. Talaga.
Itatapong ko tong.
You can't throw that. It's too big.
Sayang.
What do you mean sayang? You just told me it was creepy.
No, di ba mahal?
Yeah, mahal yan. Putang ina, it's like $300, $400.
No, okay. No. Now I understand. Bakit sobrang violent reaction agad. Kasi naman, baby steps, di ba? Like, you know.
No. Here's, God damn it. Order in the court, please. I told you what the options were.
The court? Order in the court? Now you're telling me that, Mo.
After he bought the half body.
He didn't buy it. It was given to him by one of our listeners. The half body is a little much. I'll give you that. The hip is what I meant. I said torso. The hip. To me, I think that should be universally allowed because it acts as the suction behind on the bottom of the fucking dildo. If you start getting into boobs, now the sex toy starts to look like children, and you don't want to get in that space, man. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, let's take a call, and then during the break, you have to show me the half body, Alex.
No, he doesn't have it. It's in customs. It's left. It's left in customs. Fucking, he won't pick it up because fucking, it's too big. It's fucking. It looks like a dead body in a box. And it weighs, by the way, those things weigh 20 pounds upwards.
So parang tao.
50 pounds, yeah.
Mabigat nga, para ayun nga yung pinaka-suction, para hindi gumalaw.
Yeah, that's your suction. That's what I'm saying.
I get it.
That's the equivalent because you need the weight. Parang, if you don't have the weight, it'll fall right off. You'll fall right off.
Diba, imagine mo, inutusan mo, bumili sa sex toy. Ito, bibilin mo, pagbalik ko, ito yung mga dala ko.
Yeah, so
ito yun mo, puta.
I'm like, wow, you
so
went
I
all
have
out.
A question though, like, for you, Alex, like, because I already know the answer to Mo, obviously, because he gave me that Lilo. For you, are you okay with your wife having that like dildo which doesn't vibrate or move? Because some guys like, no, you can have a dildo, but you can't have the vibrating penis or whatever.
Well, instead of asking Alex, can we just again? I did this for all the females. Females, listen. If your husband's gonna buy a fleshlight, please understand this. It's gonna look like a vagina. Okay, you can't get away from that. Number two, I understand that. The bigger it gets, the creepier it gets. Please be okay with a hip maximum if you're conservative. And then if you were really freaky dicky, then go full doll. Okay lang. For women, for men.
Mm-hmm. To be okay with.
To be okay with. Please understand, like, vibrating, lighting up, 35 different vibrations, 11 settings, all of that stuff. You got to be okay with this shit.
Okay,
kasi walang ganung setting yung
dildo. Even a double-headed dildo, which is very much a thing, where two dick heads on the sides of one massively long one, you got to be okay with that stuff. Where we start getting a little creepy, guys, is when you're talking full doll. I don't even care if it has fake pubes. Like if they had just like fucking fake pubic hair, like little whatever, I don't care. I don't care how realistic that is. It could have veins. It could have balls. It could have real smell. It could have scratch and sniff smells like real bayag. No problem. Full-size dolls, though. Robots? Fine. That's measured a little too much. A little too much. Mm-mm. All right. Mary.
Oh, acceptable sign.
Yeah, Mary. And not a lot of guys are okay with that.
Yeah, not a lot of guys
very,
are okay with
very,
that.
They get very threatened by that shit. Mary, you are Melbourne, Australia. 34 years old. Now, Mary, you're very interesting because you've called this show in seasons past. Like, not this season, but past seasons. Years now you've been calling the show. And you're rather somewhat well-known with our listenership because you have a very interesting story. And I'll share it with Alex and Chopper here because I'm assuming this is their first time they're talking to you. And this is maybe your third time to call.
It's not
like,
yeah,
it's not like you've called like 100 times. You've called maybe several times. But it's your story that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. So Mary here is married. Mm-hmm. Right. She is in Australia going to school, right? Mary? Working?
Yep.
School and work. So yeah. Master's
working
degree.
School, yeah.
Master's degree and school. Her husband is in the Philippines with her children. Mary is because of the long distance, needs sex. She's like, I have to have it. So she has a FUBU in Melbourne who her husband does not know about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The FUBU she met from work, of course, as where most of the FUBUs you're going to meet, is also married, and his wife doesn't know about Mary. And they are both banging each other, thinking they're doing a physical thing because they're not getting enough, and they're not getting enough because they're in LDRs right now, because they're studying and working abroad. Now, the pandemic has really ruined it, Mary, because you can't go home. So the more you're now, you're banging this guy at work. Everybody get it? Alex,
got it,
do you get it?
Mm.
Everybody get it. Okay. So, Mary, that's where we are from the last time you called. You and him, like, when he talks to his wife, you're just quiet, right? Well, he's like, oh, hi, baby, love you, blah, blah, blah. How are the kids, blah, blah, blah. And you're the same way. You talk to your husband as if you're super in love and that you're this is a perfect marriage, unknowing that you're 5 minutes away from blowing this guy next to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
Yeah. Well, sounds horrible, but yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah. And it's all really just for the need of sex. I need to have sex. That's it. Not in love with the guy.
Yeah.
No feelings for him whatsoever. It is my husband's in the Philippines with my children. What is a girl going to do?
Hmm. Yeah, and I'd rather have someone safe than to...
Yeah, I mean, you're going to fuck somebody, yeah. So it might as well be somebody you kind of somewhat trust with yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
And this is the first time I did it ever in my life, so...
Yeah. Okay, well, Mary, that's where we... That's where we ended up... When's the last time you've been on the show? When was the last time you were on the show?
I think it was... I can't remember, to be honest, but it's like when we started moving together.
You started moving in with your FUBU?
Yeah.
No shit. Okay, go.
Yeah, I remember you because we moved in together with another friend. So there's three of us.
Oh, right.
So yeah, remember that.
Yep. Okay, now I remember that. Okay, continue. So where are we right now, and what's your question?
Right now, because he moved to a different state. And actually, I've been messaging you before because I can't decide if I should move to that state too, because he's like convincing me to move with him to another state.
Oh, that's right. You have been messaging, and I've been major dead man.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. No, because like the show is always full. So,
yeah, it is.
Like,
sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
My bad.
So
okay.
we can't find a spot for me. So, and thank you for accommodating today. So,
sure.
Yeah. So, but now I've decided I'll be going with him. So, yeah.
You're going to move in with him, just the two of you.
Yeah, just the two of us, yeah.
Are you changing jobs, or this is a work from home thing and you're just...
No. It's move because there's a good offer in another different state. Like, they will give us residency sponsorship. So it's really very, like, it's hard to get sponsorship now. I mean, so, you know, that's the goal, to be residents here. So... We can bring in our family, because unless we're residents, we cannot bring in our family.
So at some point, you're going to bring your husband and your children to Australia?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, this is so ballsy. Okay, so what's your question?
Yeah, I think it's hard because if I'll be moving somewhere else and we will be moving together in the same place, definitely we don't know anyone except for the both of us. And if we bring in our family... So it means that I have to deal with his family, and he has to deal with my family too.
Where are you guys moving? Is this going to be anonymous or what? Like, you're in Melbourne, a fairly large city, second largest city in Australia, arguably.
Yeah,
where are you guys moving?
We're moving to a very small town.
Okay, and you don't want to name it, right?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, and then when you're worried that when you move to the small town, because it's a small town and you're probably one of the few Filipinos there, your husband and him are probably going to be friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a small circle.
Gonna be like Christmas party, fucking, Pinoy Christmas party, your family and our family.
Fucking Mivida Loca. So, this might even work out if you want to continue to fuck him.
Initially, my question is like, should I move? But I think that's the best decision to do at the moment because of the sponsorship, so that I can bring in my family like if possible.
Dang,
before,
what a scandal.
You know, before the year ends.
Are you sure this isn't a movie, like a Pinoy film that we've already seen?
Oh, no. Yeah. And you know what, Mo? The thing is, I break all your rules. And yeah, I think I fell for this guy as well.
That's what I was going to say.
Right,
yeah.
That's
going to
be my next question.
Because it's been more than a year now. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, you've been on the show several times and it's been quite some time. I mean, it's been... I think you called for the first time two seasons ago or season ago or something like that. So
maybe two, three seasons ago. So that's right. The first time. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So you guys are full on, like, this is full work husband.
Yeah. Like,
literally.
On.
Yeah. Okay. So sorry, again, I know you just said, well, what's the question?
Yeah. Now I'm thinking, like, is it a good idea? I know it's too late now because I've decided I've resigned from work. I've accepted the offer. I did everything already, but I don't, you know, sometimes I'm still a bit hesitant because maybe I'll just hurt myself doing that but you know, I'm thinking I'll be with my family anyway. So yeah.
You know, Alex, remember how we've for the fifth time, probably we've brought it up this season about breaking up with your side chick or your side guy and then having to be brokenhearted at home. You are on your way to this. We actually have another caller, I believe, on our Saturday episode who's doing the same thing. We have two callers on our Saturday episode, Alex, that are in exactly same situations where they're about to break up with their mistress and they're going to have to deal with the emotional ramifications at home. It's just kind of fascinating how that works. And we've talked about this in detail, Alex, already. So let's talk about this girl, Mary, here. It doesn't sound like you've got a question, but you more just want our reaction to where you've been.
Like, but I, what my plan is like try to move around afterwards if there's some other place I can move. Like,
once you want to get away from your FUBU?
I actually don't know if I really want to get away from him because he's been my number one support person as well. Like, I think, like, we've done so much that you said I should not do. So, like,
yeah.
Like eating out, like, sleeping in, like, every day we sleep together. So, like, that's not necessarily having sex, but we just use one room together. So,
Yeah. The full relationship.
Yeah.
It's okay. But there's no, like, no one has said any feelings or anything. So we're just like, he's checking me out every day. Like, he's like that. Like, he reminds me of my schedules. He's like, he's on his feet on everything as well. So
my question is this. When your husband arrives and his wife arrives, you're gonna.
I hope they arrived at the same time. So,
I guess some crazy shit. But would you continue the affair behind the back of your husband, who is now in this point in Australia, and his wife?
I don't think I will. But I cannot. You know, I cannot give an. You know, I cannot say that it will be like that.
How many kids do you have
at this
point?
I've got two.
And how many kids does your FUBU have?
One.
And when you guys are talking to your spouses and your children, do you have a special room in this new house where you're like, okay, this is the non-decorated room in the background, walang titi na suction to the wall. There's nothing going on here.
We have our own rooms.
Okay, but okay, and that's
because because no one knows about this relationship. Like, sometimes they, like the other friend of mine who lives with us, we're like, oh, where did you go? Like, you always go together, and like whenever we wake up the same time, so we were like, we sleep at the same time.
It's so obvious.
No, but in this new place that you're moving into, him, you're gonna need a separate room to talk to your families. I'm not encouraging this shit because I've already told you stop this shit, but whatever. Okay, so Mary, what an amazing story this is. It really is kind of compelling and negative in a negative way. Let's do this. I've already given you my take on this in years past. Let's get Chopper's take. Let's get Alex's take on what you're doing with your life and just kind of how Man, I don't know, man. I don't know what to say.
I don't want to confront him about feelings because I know there's no point because there's no reason as well for each of us to leave our families because that's not happening.
But when he's talking to his wife and you can hear him talking to his wife and his child and he's doing the, I love you, I miss you, all that bullshit. Are you jealous?
No, I'm not.
You fucking diabolical.
Yeah, I'm not at all jealous. Like,
yeah, but you're afraid of the fact that what if his family comes first and then yours isn't?
Yeah.
Because right? Sabi mo, sana sabay sila dumating para walang problema, you know?
Because
celos yun.
Okay, does anybody find this incredibly romantic?
No, huh? I don't.
Anybody find this? I'm asking Alex, the listeners, does anybody find this romantic? Because there is a way a movie director can make this Bridges of Madison County look romantic. If you've ever watched or read the book, The Bridges of Madison County, there is a way a director can make Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood look like the most romantic couple in the world. And they're almost in this situation.
But isn't that the problem, though, right? When we romanticize those types of...
It is, but that's every Filipino movie that's come out in the past 5 years.
Yeah, the other woman,
the third party, all that stuff. There is a way, and I'm wondering if any of the listeners listening go right now, who have heard the details, go, wow, this is a love story.
But it's not. They're not saying I love you to each other.
Yeah, but she's fallen in love with him.
We don't express any feelings.
Does the verbal matter when he's checking on your schedule, taking care of your shit? You've already admitted to us right now, point blank, that you have feelings for him. No, you have fallen for him was the word you use, the phrase you use. So does it really matter that you guys are not verbally telling you that you love each other? It's clearly that you do. You have leveled up at every freaking step from fucking at the office to now moving to your own place in another state, completely different part of the country. You've quit your jobs so you can be together. This is a full-blown relationship that I think people can maybe even go romantic.
No, not romantic. Not for me.
No, not for me, but I'm asking people out there. Alex, for you?
When you're in there, when you're in that moment, like, of course you're going to think, like, this is romantic because that's a justification of, like, why this is worth it.
No. I don't think Mary here thinks it's wrong. I'm talking about the people listening to the show. Is this Bridges of Madison County?
Ako kasi ano eh, yung effort ng mga ginagawa is romantic. Yeah. So, tanggalin mo muna yung mga morality issue.
Yeah, no? Yeah.
Di ba? Alimbawa, nagsimula siya ng kwento na, huwag niyo muna sabihing married siya. I'm in love with this guy. Nasa simula kami din, I followed him sa States, sa Australia, and then now I'm going to follow him dun sa small town. Uh-huh. He's married, by the way, and I'm married. We have families. Ah, gago kayo. So the effort itself, though. Pero, ano eh, mahirap talaga mag-decide sa mga ganitong problema mo eh. Unang-una.
No, I think she's decided. She said she's gonna move eh.
Well, the thing was, babe, she you've been trying to get on the show now, Mary, for weeks. And I think when you first messaged about saying, hey, should I move in? And we couldn't really find a spot for you. Sorry. You decided while you were waiting. And that's the problem with this show right now, especially this AMA show, is we are booked weeks in advance. And some of these problems are changing. They're dynamic situations. They're changing every day. By the time you get to us, wala na yung tanong.
Yeah, but I guess my question is, what do you want at the end of the day or at the end of this? Like, what outcome do you want? What do you want from it?
That's a good question. Mary, in a perfect scenario, including this boy, what is the perfect outcome for you?
I actually don't know yet at this time because, I love my family that I want to keep them. But, you know, it's a very... I gambled and I'm losing the gamble now because I thought I'm winning, but now this is the time that, you know, when all your winnings plus more is taken away from you. So
I think that should be the question.
Yeah. And
what's the perfect outcome for me?
Uh-oh.
Alex Chopper Mo, what do you think the perfect situation is for me?
No, Bridges of Madison is the perfect outcome. Yeah. You go with your family. cherish the memories and smile and walk sa sunset with your family, with your legal family.
You mean like walk away from all this?
MOR. Yeah. Yan ang pinaka MOR na
sa oh, fucking bring it, man. Bring it.
Bring the MOR. Go. Ready. This is what we want. This is it.
Ano pangalan nung, ano pangalan itong babae?
Mary.
Mary, maraming salamat sa paikinig sa aming programa sa Dear MOR, no? At base sa iyong kwento, matagal ka nang nanluloko o parang may ibang kinakasama habang nasa isa kang relasyon. At ang iyong kinakasama, isang may pamilya rin. Pareho kayong may pamilya, pero sa ngayon, akala mo nasa isa kang magandang lugar, magandang sitwasyon. At mukhang okay naman dahil hindi naman kayo nahuhuli ng kanya-kanyang mga pamilya. Pero hanggang kailan ka maghihintay? Hanggang isang araw, mahuli ka at masira ang lahat ng sa'yo. Ngayong nakakapag-isip ka pa ng matino at wala pa namang nangyayari sa buhay mo, masaya ka, na naramdaman mo lahat ang dapat maramdaman sa isang maling relasyon, panahon na para ikaw ay mag-give up, iwanan ito at sabihin na lang na isang magandang pangarap. Sumama ka sa iyong asawa na napakabait, na walang kaalam-alam ito at iyong pamilya. At magnumbali kayo sa Panginoon na siya namang talagang nagbibigay ng lahat ng
direction. You even got it too. It's the best. Mary.
At, God bless.
Mary, if you found out your husband was doing the same thing,
oh, yeah, nah.
What do you feel?
Oh.
At this point, actually, I don't know. I don't know at this point because since I've been doing it, like, I actually cannot answer straight up that I'll be mad because it's, you know, it'll not be fair with him.
Well, nobody knows. It's not. It's only fair if people know that there's an unfair party, right? I'm asking you straight up right now. If you feel it, take out your decisions.
The thing is, me and my husband are having like some marital problems as well, and we were thinking of divorce and this stuff already. So
did you have the marital problems before you were banging this guy?
Yeah, even before. I think that's also one of the reasons why, because he's not giving me time, not giving me appreciation,
Okay.
But he's far away. That's kind of hard, right? Like in terms of giving you time. Like
plus, I think a lot of people who cheat, it does help to have some kind of exaggerated justification.
Exactly.
For
yeah.
It.
No,
yes.
I'm unhappy. Yes. Every cheating.
Yung hindi naman siya problema dati, pero dahil nag-cheat ka na.
It has been a problem since. Before,
yeah, but it was like
I am.
Level 1 to 10, it was like level 2, pero now that you're cheating and now you want to go follow this other guy, yung level 2 problem, naging level 6 or 7, yung gano'n.
Exactly. Parang sapatos yan, pagka may sapatos kang ano, maganda, na pwede pa naman isuot, pero pag may bago ang sapatos, mahanapan mo yung lumang sapatos na, alam mo, masikip na talaga siya eh. Nagtitiis na lang talaga. Pero nung wala ka pa ibang sapatos, ano pa yun? Pwede pa, kaya pa. Maayos pa. Pero pag may bago ang sapatos, makikita mo lahat ng problema doon sa lumang sapatos na yun.
Exactly.
Ang taga ko itong pinagtsagaan yan. Pero ito ha, lagyan natin ng layer ng question mo, Mo.
Mm.
Bakit, pag alam mo, nahuli mo yung asawa mo na nag-habing an affair doon sa wife naman nung boy?
Yeah.
Oh. But hindi mo yung offer yung swinging?
Maybe it's just funny if ever.
Napag-uusapan nyo ba na, why don't we, parang swing? Parang ganun. Alam mo, na-offer nyo na ba yun?
Well, like,
but they're not even there yet.
No. I think also remember like the wife thinks like her husband must be amazing in Australia, working hard for their petition and all of that stuff. See, the thing is, I wonder if any of you, whether it be you or your FUBU here, if either of you are looked upon as some kind of hero in the family that you're chinachagad dun sa Australia para lang so they can petition the family for a better life. Unknowingly, they're fucking each other's brains out every single day. Okay, so Mary, here's the thing, right? I mean, we're really kind of in a hard place here because there's really no true question. You're just gonna get our reaction about what's going on.
That's true.
This is, as every day goes by and every month that goes by, this is becoming a more complex situation. harder to leave every single day. And the fact that you are now moving in a faraway place, aha, very like very very Paolo Yen in a faraway land. You guys are gonna get to, you guys are gonna, you know, move in and do all this stuff. You're at the point of no return, I think. And you keep, I think you got into this situation going, I'm just gonna fuck this guy 3 times a week because I need the sex, 4 times a week. But then when my husband comes here and my kids come here and when his wife comes here, we're gonna easily forget about each other and move on with our lives. And this was all gonna be just a physical thing. You are so far from that initial plan.
That so you are. I have moved to a different level.
Oh yeah, God, and you're digging five even levels deeper. Yeah. You're digging way deeper.
Now you're lucky though, right? See, baby, like she's lucky in a sense that okay, you can tell us. Well, we had marital problems, and we were thinking fine. But what about your FUBU? Was he having marital problems?
Exactly.
What is he gonna?
Yeah,
live?
Like I never asked. We never.
Well,
talk about
okay.
Our
so here's your
family,
problem,
so.
Though, Mary. If it comes to the point where your husband leaves you, or you leave your husband, guess what? You're alone.
I actually told that myself just in case. I will not choose any of them, like not either of them, like not my husband or not him. If I will decide to, like, you know, separate from my husband.
No. But that's not what Mo was saying.
Mm. Well, you're in love, though.
Your husband will, like, if your husband finds out and decides to leave you, your FUBU, there's a huge possibility he's not going to choose you. So it's not your choice.
No, man, that's what she's saying. Alone. No, she's saying that's okay. Yeah. She was like, because, you know, if she splits with her husband, she's okay with losing both of them.
Like, and
she,
just be she alone na lang. Why are you, you know, man pala, you're okay being alone. Why the hell are you following this guy on the other side of the...
Well, how old are the kids?
No, hindi alone. Ganun man pala. Okay naman pala wala yung FUBU. Eh. This stop mo yung FUBU. Go with your husband.
Okay naman pala sa'yo na mawala sa'yo yung FUBU.
Yeah, but
then
she's
follow.
In love.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense. Nga. He's,
no, it makes
she's saying
perfect
that it's,
sense. It, I okay, listen, this is, okay, I'm going to be married. I'm in love with a guy who's available right now. Why will I not take it? I'm in love with somebody who is available to me right now.
Because that love is not reciprocated in terms of commitment. You're
yeah,
committed
yeah, and,
in another relationship.
And she's followed that up with saying, and in the future, I am fully aware I will not get him.
Shit. Okay.
So ito nga, ito mangyayari niyan. Ito ngayon na pinapupunta mo. Total
County.
Ito nga, total reaction lang naman, no? Maling desisyon yung mangyayari na pupunta kayo sa isang small town. Mm-hmm. Ayun naman natin ang pinupuntahan din ng kwento niya. Pupunta kayo sa small town with you having an affair doon sa small town kasi yan ang simula ng pagbagsak nyo. Kasi dati nakakapag-survive kayo because malayo-layo pa. Ngayon pag nag-ano kayo sa isang maliit na ano, makakahalata na yung mga parties na involved. So please stop it. Hindi siya medyo mababa na yung survival rate nyo na hindi kayo mahuli pagka lumipat
kayo sa isang
home. How
realistic is this, Alex, that she's accepted a job already in this faraway place and that she's gonna be there, he's gonna be there, but she's now moving out and looking for her own apartment? How realistic do you actually think that the fucking two of them are not gonna meet up? She's already given up.
They're gonna meet up every day.
Yeah, so yes. I'm not saying, Alex, that's bad advice. It's just unrealistic.
Oh, pero ibig sabihin, pag tinuloy mo yan, eto na ngayon yung... Oh nga, nagre-react lang ako. Ang sinasabi ko sa kanya, pag tinuloy mo yan, yan na ang simula ng ano nyo, yung sinasabi mong sugal na natatalo ka na. Kasi ang taas na ng tsansa na makakalata na yung mga partner nyo.
Is Mary a bad mistress in the sense that she's not sabotaging the guy's marriage? Because you're capable of leaving your husband. And it doesn't sound like he's capable of leaving his wife. But you have not known that yet because you haven't tried. Are you being a bad mistress?
Because I'm not doing what a mistress
is. Yeah, which is fucking up his marriage.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I'm not interested.
Yeah, you're not interested. Are you a bad mistress? And when I say bad, I don't mean that in like a morality way. I'm just saying like a good mistress would fuck up his marriage.
To move to up take, to level.
Yeah,
and
to right. So are you, Alex, is she a bad mistress? Kasi wala siyang pakialam.
Hindi ko alam kasi yung impact nito sa kabilang side eh. Mamaya sa kanya cool na cool siya pero yung kapartner niya fina-fuck niya yung marriage, for example, hindi natin alam kung anong treatment ni guy dun sa girl.
Yeah.
or ano na papabayaan. Kasi na, it's one-sided to eh. Yeah, ito yung bad mistress na wala siyang pakialam, hindi niya talaga pinipili sa sarili niya. Pero hindi natin alam kung in love na rin sa kanya yung guy. At pag in love ang isang tao sa isang babae, ako halimbawa pag in love ako sa ibang babae, magmamanifest yun the way I treat my wife. It
yeah.
will.
No, for sure. Diba? You know that. Your wife will teach or your husband will treat you worse than the person that they're involved
oh, so,
with.
So, ibig sabihin,
you
hindi
can
lang
see
alam
a decline
itong,
in your
hindi lang alam
way
ni Mary,
they treat each other.
Baka hindi lang alam ni Mary na much better sana yung relationship ng dalawa kung wala siya. Mamaya, kung pinausap natin yung wife ni Boy, sinasabi na, fucking shit, iba talaga trato sa itong lalaki na to. Hindi ko nga alam kung may babae ito eh. Kasi kung ganito gano'n, magano'n. Hindi natin alam eh. So,
okay. All right.
Pero basta may mistress, ako naniniwala akong mistress is period mistress.
Yeah, regardless. Mary, I think you've broken every rule on the show through the years, right? And you've acknowledged that. And you're going to pay for it, okay?
All right.
And I'm not here to give you a death sentence or a judgment because we are not here as judges, right? So, all I'm going to tell you is there are going to be consequences to this emotionally. There could be consequences to this with the marriages, both yours and his. But for what it is right now, and we brought up this movie and this book, and I don't know if you've read it or if you've seen it, but in your own crazy, demented way, you and him and just the world that you share could be looked upon as romantic. That's the best case scenario. And then eventually you're going to pay the price for it down the line somehow, whether it be with a broken heart or a broken marriage. Okay?
Yeah.
Just so we're not
Thank
saying.
You.
I just
want to hear it from people.
Right,
who,
and
because, you know.
Right, and I don't want to sit here and going, well, you fucking bitch, you guys, because you guys are fucking crazy. No. Like, you guys are doing some fucking crazy ass shit, right? And it's so wild that...
It's so wrong.
It's so wrong, but in the end... Between the both of them, between just the two of them, no one else, not wife, not Alex, Uh-oh. Not Chopper, not Mo, not the kids, not anybody. Between the both of them, there is a beauty in it.
Yes.
I don't believe that. Yeah. No, because like that's how they justify the cheating. Right? Between the two of them. So in love, this is beautiful. Kami lang ang nasa mundo. Kami lang dalawa. But hindi lang kayong dalawa. You have kids. Okay? Hindi lang kayong
no,
dalawa, so
right,
get out
right,
of that.
Right, right.
Head.
No, but babe, that's what I'm saying. But you will pay a dear price for it.
Yeah. So ending it with like romantic, like feeling ko natatakot ako baka she'll like even embrace that. Oh, nga, tama si mo, napaka-romantic dito. Sige, mag-move na ako. Bukas na
agad. No, because I'll tell you, Mary, you have from the day you called here, I was like, fuck you, this is fucking insane. And yeah. You have disregarded all of the rules that this show has stood for. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you what to do. You're going to do what you're going to do. Right? And we have no authority in your life, and we shouldn't, because who the fuck are we? You don't know who the fuck I am. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
You're not going to fucking meet us. We're never going to be friends. So I'm just telling you right now, this is my unbiased opinion. You fucked this up. However.
No. I'm telling you, if I'm your husband and if you fuck this up, you're never seeing your kids again.
Right. Okay. And that's the dear, that's part
those
of the dear.
Like
that's
one
part,
of those consequences.
Right. And that's the part of the dear price she's going to pay.
Yeah.
However, in your little world, in your small town, in this faraway land with the job and the quote unquote sacrifices you've made and all of that stuff, you can live in a happy moment. It is for a moment, Mary. And then the fucking avalanche comes down.
And if you want
to hold on to that moment as long as you can, because I think that's what you're going to do, so be it.
But be ready
for that. I am okay with that.
Be ready for that avalanche.
Yeah, just know the avalanche is coming, and that's fine.
Yung the decline, no? Yung antag mo, Alex said.
The disaster, the bomb. Disaster, it's going to blow up. When the meteor hits the planet Earth, that's when it all ends. Yeah. And then it's on its way. But, you can see it in the sky. The meteor's coming. And like
palaki
a comet.
Na palaki yung
and they're like, oh, anong gagawin natin? Eh, di po tangin magkatuta na lang tayo dito every day. Okay, it's fine.
Panood ka ng documentary sa Netflix. Yung mga Crime and Passion. Panoodin mo yan. Lagi nag-end sa kulungan. O kaya sa ano. Pero ito ha, naiintindi ko sinasabi ni Mo, Chopper. Doon naman ako nag-react na sinasabi. Sa atin kasi, we're looking at outside the box. Pero pa ikaw nasa loob, ang saya talaga niyan,
yep.
Mo.
Yep.
Yeah,
ang saya
I know.
Talaga
niyan.
Waking up in the morning, tapos paglabas mo, tanananan.
Oh. Yeah. Kasi sinang dalawa lang eh, in their own world. Like, right. that beauty is not real.
No, it is real until the avalanche comes.
No, no, I know. Absolutely real. Beauty na in our world, in our own world, tayong dalawa lang. It's not real in a sense like I'm saying, like, hindi kayong dalawa lang. You have families.
No, babe, it is real. I know what you're saying. And what you're saying is right. It is very real.
They feel it.
But it comes to a disastrous end.
Yeah.
Like any bank robbery, if you watch Money Heist, oh, this is amazing. It's fun. Tokyo gets shot.
She blows up.
Right? Nairobi gets shot.
Yeah.
Oslo gets his leg cut off. Like, Berlin gets shot. Moscow gets shot. Fucking half of the crew is dead.
Mm-hmm.
But it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Good luck.
So I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a fan of whatever you guys are trying to pull off, but I get it. I understand what you're trying to pull off.
Mm.
I get it. Just don't be naive. Okay. It'll come and get you at some point. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Mary. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the update.
Thank you so much. Stuff. And thank you for different opinions this time.
For sure.
Like,
for sure. For sure.
Really enjoyed it. Yeah.
If this ever goes crazy or if there's ever a big update, Mary, come back on the show, man. This is one of those calls I will love to take for updates over and over, because this is not your garden variety shit. Yeah.
Alex is writing the movie for this now, so call back after 6 months.
Okay.
All right. Probably thanks. I'll be calling in another 6 months again. Maybe I'll be calling around that time.
We have a spot for you here, okay, on anal.
Thank you, Mo.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. How old is Mary once again?
34?
Huh?
34.
Ah! Bata pa.
Yeah.
Alam mo bakit? Kasi kung talagang ang tao matitino, pag makikinig ka lang sa lahat ng mga talk show, lahat ng mga advice, dapat alam natin ang damang gagawin . Pero hindi ko mapapromise . Hindi ko mapapromise mga 5 years from now I will be in . Di ba?
Yeah.
Ang hirap .
Yeah.
Kasi ang saya niyan. Ang saya niyan.
When Chopper and I are talking, and I wouldn't say arguing, but talking, you'll hear me say this, but on the show, we say something else.
What's that?
I say that when we were like talking serious or even somewhat arguing, you'll hear me say this, say the line, but why on the show do you say something else? Why on the show do we say something else?
Like in reference to what? Like example, whatever.
Whatever. It's not because the line is said all the time, right? I'll say, okay, you feel this way, you feel this way, but why on the podcast is it not, we say something else?
Yep.
Because the right advice is on this show. So hard to do it in
it really is. That's why we have the show. That's why people call the show. It's because it's hard. We're not perfect beings. And it's not like
right,
Alex
but my point is you can call the show 10 times like Mary has and still continue to make the same fucking mistakes because it's still hard to apply what is correct in your life.
Yeah, or the caller from yesterday. Like, she kept going back to the same guy every 7 years, right? So
But The point just being this show, right? This show.
Oh.
You'll get the right advice sometimes, not all the time, obviously, but applying it is so difficult.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So difficult.
Mm-hmm. Kahit yung mga magnanakaw lang, nakikita mo nababaril lagi sa news. May namapatay na magnanakaw, may nagugulpe. Nag-i-stop ba?
Yeah.
Kung talaga i-apply na. Sabi na, wala lang talk show. Magnanakaw ako. Nanood ako sa TV Patrol. O kaya sa mga CNN. Di ba? Robbery, robber, get killed. Di ba? Di ba? Bullet sprayed sa body. Di ba yung magnanakaw na?
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, let's not even go too far. War on drugs. 10,000 Filipinos dead. The most aggressive, ruthless operation to stop drugs. Are we eradicated drugs? Absolutely not.
May drugs pa din.
Absolutely not.
Baka dumami pa.
Yeah. So, you know the consequences? They are there. You know Duterte will kill you if he finds you with the drugs. Does not stop you from having the drugs in your hands.
Same shit.
This is it.
Because people think they're the ones. They're the exception to the rule. That they're the ones that's going to get away with it.
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure that people think they're the exception. I just think in the moment, people go with what feels good. And that's why we see so much rampant cheating. That's why we see so much rampant drug use. We see rampant, vices of any kind, whether it be whatever, fill in the blank. Because in the moment, you do what feels good. And we've had this conversation, babe. Remember, like, why did you do that? I say at the time, I got carried away. We have this that line. I got carried away. Nadala ko eh. That's what happens. You knew the consequences, Mary. Nadala sa eksena. Whatever.
Pero natin, no? Bago tayo matapos, alam ko, mahaba na rin ito, no? So, alibawa, isang araw lang ng buhay ni Mary. Isang araw lang sa buhay ni Mary. Kasi minsan, ano natin eh, general eh, di ba, yung kwento niya lang eh. Isang araw sa buhay ni Mary, kung gano'ng exciting ang buhay niya. Pag-gising niya, katabi niya yung husband na walang idea. Halik siya, tapos may tukid siya, hello. Tapos mahal na mahal sa, and then, somewhere sa labas, meron siyang FUBU. Paglabas na, di ba, alam ba, pag-pack nila, uuwi siya. Di ba, yung excitement, nung ano, kahit pagsabihan mo siya, yung paghinimay mo yung buhay niya nung araw na yon, sobrang sarap sa buhay niya yun eh.
You know, it's funny. Our first caller from yesterday, si whatever the fuck his name is, Jason's probably like, ito yung gusto ko eh.
And we don't even want him to cheat.
Ito yung sinasabi ko eh. Kailangan ko ng meaningful mistress. Meaningful FUBU. See? Tama kayo. Mangyayari sa akin eventually.
Ano ba makukonfuse yung mga callers natin?
Mangyayari yan eventually.
Si Jason, recaller from yesterday. Jason, this is gonna be you in the future if you continue cheating.
Yeah, perspective, I'm romantic eh.
Hindi. Bridges stop
of
it.
Madison County.
Stop it.
Alam, may
it's an incredible movie though. Meryl Streep. Incredible movie.
Meryl Streep. Pero hindi si Clint Eastwood yung nagbabat nyo sa libro. Hindi ako sa Clint Eastwood ang gusto ko. Gusto kong Richard Gere yun eh.
I was okay with Eastwood. The photographer, Robert Kincaid, I believe his name was.
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen this. And
this
I didn't read
fucking
it.
Amazing movie. Amazing, really good book. Really good book. Yeah, I read the book, and I don't read a lot of books. I've read that book; it's incredible. And there is a beauty to it—the beauty behind the madness. There is.
Pero gusto niyo mahugasan yung pelikula para makakuha ka ng counter ng pelikula. Panoorin niyo Unfaithful.
Oh my gosh, I was almost gonna bring that up. Yung Unfaithful.
Diba? Kotse rin yun. Last scene din kotse, diba? May police.
I forget
diba
the last ending scene. Nun? I forget the last
diba
scene.
Last,
but it's.
Well, again, but that's and that could be the tragedy, right? That could be the avalanche. Mm-hmm. We could be the
yes,
thing.
Yes.
And again, Mary, dude, it's coming for you. It's coming for you.
Pero first time ko naramdaman yung ano, yung maano ka, yung maloko ka ng babae doon sa pelikula na yun. Naramdaman ko yung naramdaman ni Richard Gere.
Sa Unfaithful.
Habang nagsisexy. Sino ba yung babae doon? Kathleen, ano ba? Si what's up?
Not Heigl, the other one. Babe, the one.
Oh, Heigl's too young for that.
Yeah, the older one.
Ang guwapo ng lalaki dun eh.
Charlize Theron. Oh, is it?
Hindi.
Let's see here. Let's read.
Hindi siya. Ano, alam ko yung girl na yun.
Unfaithful. I haven't even fucking heard of this movie.
Oh my gosh, babe.
Well, sorry.
No, boy. Like,
Richard Gere and I was gonna say Diane Lane.
It is Diane
tama,
Lane.
Oh, Diane Lane nga. Diane Lane.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it is. All right. Because when you said a name, I was thinking, well, maybe you mean Diane Lane. Okay, so she's there. All right. Anyway, whatever. 2002, this movie. And again, not every ending is going to be Bridges of Madison County. You could totally get Unfaithful, which is, of course, you know, fucking helicopter and fucking police coming after your ass. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll have one more call here to wrap it up on this long back-to-back episode. Hopefully, we'll make it a little bit quicker here. So, you're listening to Good Times from World, the podcast, year 10, episode 128. Alex Galeap, where's the helicopter? Right after this. Don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Alex, October 8th, happy now birthday, pal.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, the big show. I'm excited. My God, you must be freaking thrilled. Are you ready? Do you have every moment of the 3 hours already in your head? And I've always wanted to ask this to comedians. How do they memorize an entire hour's worth of dialogue? Because that's really, really hard to do. Wala kayong idiot board or
wala hindi siya memorize. Ano siya? Lahat na sinasabi doon hindi parang scripted. Ang nasa utak lang namin is the bullet points or the ano, yung mga topics.
So how often in a stand-up, not the Zoom stuff. How often in a stand-up did you forget 5 jokes?
Ay, may mga makakalimutan ako mga 2 jokes lang. Pero Bihira yun. Ang nagbabago, pero nagbabago ako halfway. Meaning may plano ako. Kaya lang pag marami ka ng mga jokes, you can change eh. Midway yeah, because of the reaction. Nakikita mo yung mga tao, mukhang mas gusto nila to. Ano ba kung natest mo isang joke, doon sila tumawa, I'll think of more jokes with that ano, with that kind of ano.
So how many jokes direction do you think you invent in one stand-up? So if you miss two jokes, which is bihira lang, no? How many do you actually invent in the moment, you think?
Sa US kasi, meron silang mga open mics, no? Where they practice jokes. Ako, ang ginagawa ko, yung aking open mic is the actual show. So ang gagawin ko, magtatry ako ng mga ibang mga jokes na naiisip ko. In fact, mas marami akong ad-lib sa stand-up eh. Kaysa sa planned. Alimbawa,
and the Zoom is
30
planned?
Minutes akong set.
Okay.
Alimbawa, 30 minutes ang set ko. Yung 20 minutes doon yung planned, yung 10 minutes doon ad-lib, na minsan hindi ko na nauulit. That's one
hard
time, big time.
Yeah,
tapos
hard
pag nalaman ko na, pag nakita ko na, uy, okay to ah, sa ako lang uulitin. Pero first time ko na siyang sinabi nung araw na yun.
Yep.
That's really hard.
Yeah, parang ganun. Pero hindi siya memorized. So ano lang siya, naabulat siya. Kaya lang siya mukhang memorized kasi we've been practicing that for a long time sa mga open mics. Kaya kala
but
mo
you have
ready
so
na
many fucking shows and you have so many new material. I always wondered, how the hell do you memorize all
yeah,
of that
kasi yung
stuff?
Ibang comedy shows.
Yeah, they use the same jokes for one whole year. Like, right.
Hindi, ito ano, mas lalo na sa Zoom. Yeah. Sa Zoom, mas sumisipa yung, dapat kasi mo yung ad-lib, dito sumisipa yung ano, yung kailangan mayroon ka ng konting utak, aware ka rin sa, kaya nga sinasabi ko, beneficial sa akin ng Good Times with Mo. Kasi talking with you, ayun ang input sa utak ko.
Yeah.
Na balang araw, alam ko magiging, mahuhugot ko siya. Na kunyari, ako nagsabi nun, pero narinig ko lang hindi sa Good Times with Mo.
Or being quick-witted, like practice.
Dapat ganun. Kailangan mo talaga nun to create new jokes. Kailangan talaga nun, hindi man sa magmamayabang, kailangan talaga medyo mautak din ang ano.
I have a question. Like, yung joke mo ba, like, or your stand-up, does it like start from one and then, kasi yung nakita ko, yung napanood ko, like for example sa Netflix, kasi hindi mo lumalabas, para siyang isang, hindi mo napapansin, isang buong story pala siya. Tapos sa ending, kung ano pala yung sinimulan niyang story.
Chappelle does this.
We call that callback, pero ginagawa yan ng mga, pag talagang, siguro doon mo nakakatawa talaga yung set mo. At nakakatawa talaga yung callback mo kasi magbabackfire yan. Si Dave Chappelle ang magaling
Chappelle
dyan.
Chappelle does this incredibly.
Remember the Asian guy, I forget, like about getting married 3 times and all that stuff.
Marami.
And then yung subway sa New York, sabi ko, ang galing, paano nalang ginawa yun? And then another question. Do you pull a lot from like personal experience? Kasi I was watching this show on Netflix, The Marvelous Miss Maisel. So it's about this Jewish lady in maybe the 50s or 70s. I really don't know. I'm screwing up the timeline. And then she wanted to be a stand-up comic. She didn't really want it, but because her marriage like kind of fucked up and then yung husband niya was a failed stand-up comic. Biglang pumunta siya sa stage. Tapos na-realize niya siya pala yung nakakatawa. Ang galing kasi she just pulled from all of her like personal experiences, but she made it funny.
Ayun, dapat talaga personal experience mo kaya para hindi magaya. Kahit gayahin, walang feelings kasi hindi naman nila personal experience.
Outside of even just like for what do you call that? Gaya sake. What's the term that Tito Soto did again? You know when you steal people's work?
Plagiarism, right?
Outside of plagiarism though. And to just kind of bring it back to this show then. And how it's important as us host to talk about our own problems and our own mistakes. Like I know Chopper hates this shit when I talk about like stuff that we go through, but I need to tell her how else can we do the show if we don't humanize ourselves
and
make ourselves relatable. I know I don't want to talk about like sexual dysfunction. Like I don't want to say, hey, my dick doesn't work this week, but I have to because it makes me then human. It makes you go, hey, you're coming here not because I know everything, but because I might be experiencing what you're experiencing too. I want Alex to pull out the fucking dildo and go, bah, this is a kalaban ko, you know, because it makes it real. I know it's uncomfortable, and I know people don't want their lives out there, but that's what we're asking people to do. Give your lives to us. And by the way, here's my life too. So you know... I'm giving you a piece of me as you give me a piece of you.
They're anonymous.
I know. But at the same time, we're benefiting the most from it.
I really, and I think this interview that Alex, Punchline with Alex Kalia had the podcast on Spotify. I like just sharing about me as like the realness, like walang you know, masyadong sugarcoat. When it gets cringy for me is when you talk about like, oh, Angelica squirts, it's like a pool and it's all in my ear and stuff. You know, but like, okay, man, imagine that's a little bit too much. But yeah.
But that's what the topic was though.
I know.
The topic, the girl said, you know, spitting, swallowing, and squirting.
I know. And then they're like, Olympic size pool. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but that's, that's, now we get
exaggeration.
Back to the, yeah, but see, that's Alex. That's what I'm saying is, and that's with your show, the Miss Marvelous Macy, whatever, is you take your life experience and then we're not here to be miserable. We're not here to be sad. We're here to be funny. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Including you, babe, including me. I mean, obviously, Alex is the professional and he's the best at it, okay, but we're still supposed to be funny too, or else this show fucking sucks, right?
So
we're gonna take our life experiences, we're gonna exaggerate them. Everybody knows this shit is exaggerated. Everybody.
Oh.
But Chopper gets in this, now the whole world thinks that. I'm like, no, I always thought, no, they don't. They don't think that. Everybody with half a brain understands that what is going on here. We're taking a part of our lives, we will make it funny, and in funny, stand-up comedy and everything, you exaggerate it a little bit.
Yes.
Obviously, when I say you're squirting an Olympic-sized pool, no one in their right fucking mind would take that literally. Nobody, right? Kind of like our last caller with Mary, when we say the avalanche is coming, we all fucking know an avalanche is not really coming. Mm-hmm. It is about a metaphorical, hey, this is what it is, in a funny way, okay?
Oh.
So,
yeah,
and that's why I think family jokes worked for Seinfeld, yeah, work for... who's the other
Ray
guy?
Ray Romano.
Massive success Ray Romano had over family jokes. All completely exaggerated. And I always sat, and I wanted to always watch Ray Romano interviews because it's like, does your family hate that you make so much fun about them? And the answer is no, because they know that this is the job. Like, yes, I'm taking real life shit that happened in their life, but I'm making a joke out of it. And no one's uncomfortable because they understand this is my job.
Mm-hmm. They sign up for
and
it.
And then, ayun ang tinuturo ko sa stand-up comedy workshop ko pag nag-workshop ako.
Kailan ba yan? Pwede ba mag-sign up dyan sa workshop na yan?
Di ba ako naglalabas?
I'm telling you, she's fucking loves every step that you do now. Like, honestly, like anything that has anything to do with Alex, like, every tweet, every Instagram post.
Exaggerated, anything.
Ito ha, ang sekreto ng joke is exaggeration. You exaggerate. Ang sentence is fact. And fiction, di ba? Dapat sa'yo yung, ano, yung fiction. Fiction siya. Meaning, fiction. Yung truth, dapat ano sa'yo, talagang bang! Lalagyan mo siya ng exaggeration. Hindi siya magiging funny pag walang exaggeration.
Yeah, for sure. The point is to be funny. You will have to turn that off at some point. You can't go throughout the entire day exaggerating. Think about you exaggerate 24 hours a day. You'll fucking lose your mind. But for the show, for your stand-up, for this moment.
Yeah. Pati yung action mo. You know what? Hindi naman ganon. Pati yung, ang joke ko, usually married joke, hindi nagagalit ang wife ko. Bakit? Eh, kaina nagdadala ng pera eh. Yeah. You want me to stop this? Yeah. No, continue. Alam mo, grabe.
No, and we see that. Remember, sometimes we'll say something about Dito. Your marriage and you're like, no, I really want to leave her. You know, you'll say shit like that. I'd be like, wow, if she, oh no, she probably knows. It's just a joke. It's part of the gig. Right.
Ito ang exaggeration. Maraming reklamador sa online, katulad na sinasabi ni Chopper, na nanonood kayo sa YouTube and everything, na sinasabi niyo paulit-ulit ang joke. Magbayad kayo sa October 8 sa Zoom, www.tickettome.net, yung birthday show ko, para makakita kayo ng bago. You have to pay. Kasi if you're watching lang sa mga free online,
siyempre paulit-ulit yun kasi free.
Hindi ako maglalabas ng mga bago. Pero ito ha, ito ang patunay na may mga bago na akong set mo. Nag-stand up ako sa corporate show online. Ang dami nag-ano, the Ford Everest, taho. Nope, I'm not going to do that. Oh, sabi ko, kasi pag sinabi ko yan, paulit-ulit ang joke ko. Kasi nire-request ng kliyente, the paying client, ang nagre-request na ulitin. Parang it's a song.
Yeah. You have to sing your greatest hits if you're a singer, yeah, right? Even though you don't, you're so sick of it, right? No, and
happy na birthday pa, may Zoom show, it's all ano mga new stand up comedy bits ko. And that's October 8. May birthday is October 7. Pang-birthday nyo na sa akin, 8 p.m. www.tickettome.net via Zoom. Please watch it.
My birthday is also coming up 11 days later than that. If you guys want to throw me a little birthday gift, by all means, anchor.fm/DJ Mo Twister. I would like as many donators, if that's what they're called, donations, donators, the whatever, who buy as many tickets as Alex's. If you can donate to me, I'll be fucking thrilled. So if Alex gets to 500 tickets, I'd be nice. It'd be nice if I get to 599 cents. So, yes, please do that. But again, I understand not everyone has credit cards and whatnot. So we'll do that GCash thing very, very soon. Okay.
Mo, mabilis nato mo. Mabilis nato. Yeah. 500 tickets para nasa 388 tickets na ako. If you wanna see the special episode ng hindi ko nilabas sa punch with Alex Calia, you have to reach 500 pesos. Ay, 500 tickets para mag-usap-usap kami ni Mo. And for those people na interesadong kunin ako sa US, sa UAE, for the shows, you can get us both.
Oh.
Mo.
Yeah.
And
well,
me.
I mean, yeah.
We are being managed by Angelicopter now.
Yes. Okay. Right. So, DM me.
Oh, bring us to the US. Mapapatawa ko yung mga Filipino citizen dyan. Kasama na si Mo. It's gonna be like a Jimmy Kimmel, a Jimmy Fallon.
I love the concept, by the way. Yeah.
That's a great concept.
We can talk.
Yeah.
And again, you know, Dubai, obviously, you guys are massive, massive here. One of the top countries that downloads this show in the United States. In fact, when you single out the UAE and the US, guess what? Those are the top countries that download this show, along with Canada, of course. Canada's number two, but almost major tied with the UAE. The United States, obviously, number two. Philippines, clearly the number one ranked. It's what's funny about the whole Spotify rankings, right? When we talk about these things real quick, and then I promise you we get. So, like, say, Chopper's episode with you, Punchline with Alex Garcia, number 9 on the top 10 list. And then when you consider, like, some of the episodes of this podcast on those rankings, you have to understand only 50% of the people that listen to the show are represented in those rankings. Because remember, historically, this podcast is downloaded 40% Pilipinas, 60% abroad. And those rankings are only Philippine rankings, right? So when you think about the top 10 or the top 20 or the top 50 Philippine podcasts, those are only downloaded within the country. There's still 60% of the show that's unrepresented in those rankings. That's a lot.
Yes.
Those 60%... Tell your producers to get Alex. Tell your producers to get us on a kind of like a show in your country, because there's so many more of you out there than sa Pilipinas. So just think about them. That's why sometimes, Alex, when you send me the screenshots of the rankings and all that stuff, I look at it and I go, and this is less than half of the people that listen to the show. And we're already in those doing those numbers.
Yeah.
60% of the people that listen to GTWM are outside of the Philippines. That's fucking crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
Get us. We are on top.
We'd love to do the show in Dubai, Singapore, you know,
Canada,
the United States, and all that stuff. Okay, that's a lot of hard sell, but it's well worth it. Let's go to our last caller and talk to Kelly. Kelly is Manila, 30 years old. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi, guys.
How are you? First time?
Yes, first time.
Fantastic. Hi, my name is Mo. That's my wife, Angelicopter, right over there. And that is Alex Calleja, the great Alex Calleja, in your part of the world, Kelly. How can we help you, my dear?
Meron akong ano, meron akong gustong ihingi ng advice sa inyo.
Sure.
Okay, so I met my boyfriend sa ano, online. WeChat Shake, if you're familiar.
No.
Okay, so he's Filipino, same age with me. Tapos nakatira siya sa Australia. Tapos ako nasa Philippines.
Is he in a small city?
Sorry, that's an inside joke. It's from the previous call.
Yeah, you'll understand in about 20 minutes from now when you hear the show. But anyway, okay.
okay.
Yeah.
So na-meet ko siya around mga January. Pero syempre, online pa lang since sarado pa lahat. So, consistent naman kami talking daily, video calls at least 2 to 3 hours. Ganun. And we, ano naman kami, very creative kami sa time namin.
And you don't have to be too creative. It's a 2-hour time difference. It's not like, right, you guys are not like fucking, diba? It's not like nighttime, daytime shit. But yeah, but still, you have to be creative, correct? Go ahead.
Yeah, so we do movie nights, ganyan, dinner date. So, ganun naman kami. And nararamdaman ko naman, ano naman siya sa akin, seryoso naman siya. Kasi nag-usap kami starting January. Naging official kami around April. So, September ngayon, 5 months. So, ayun. Napansin ko lang kasi, yung concern ko talaga is that parang nahihirapan siya na maging open sa akin pagdating sa ano, pagiging intimate.
Sex.
Yes. Yeah. Like, as in, pagka binibring up ko siya, as in, na ano niya, parang binublock niya. Hindi niya ako ina-entertain. So, mayroon lang one time na he told me na nag-message siya, sabi niya, horny siya, ganun. Tapos, exacto naman nun, it was a weekday, I was busy working. Tapos, syempre, sinabi ko sa kanya na hindi yun yung tamang time. And parang afternoon, kinagabihan, minessage ko pa rin naman siya, pero hindi na siya interested. And then parang na-feel ko na afternoon, wala na. Ayaw na niyang i-mention kahit kailan, parang ganun.
So, how long have you guys been together? You said January, right?
So, yeah, January. Tapos naging kami April.
And then you guys don't do the online sex stuff, no? Like video chat?
As in nothing. Nothing. As in, I even tried, ano, parang minsan sabihin ko sa kanya, magbibiro ako na, alam mo ba, ni-charge ako ng toys ko, ganyan. Tapos parang siya, wala lang. Wala lang sa kanya. Tatawanan lang niya ako or babaguhin niya yung conversation. Tapos,
Have you ever been naked on video chat with him?
I sent him videos, mga hindi unsolicited niya eh. Kasi, alam mo yun, dahil nga ayaw niyang pinag-uusapan ako, hindi ko alam kung kailan ko siya pwedeng umpisahan. And I'm trying. Tapos, every time I try naman, walang maayos na response.
Is he virgin?
Sabi naman niya, hindi.
How, you said he's your age, right? 30?
Yeah, same age. May pagka-introvert siya.
Yeah, yeah, clearly.
Tapos, sabi naman niya, nung mga unang times na nag-uusap kami, na napag-uusapan siya ng konti, sinasabi niya na nag-fantasize naman siya about me, ganyan. Pero after talaga, nung nag-decline ako sa kanya, doon na kami nagkaroon talaga ng problem.
Oh, okay. Baka naani yung confidence, babe?
Yeah, no, clearly. Yeah, I think he had, kasi, okay, here's how I read this guy. This guy is, we've talked about this, I think, yesterday. Having a sexual conversation is very awkward, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you finally have the courage to have a sexual conversation and the person doesn't reciprocate, you feel like you've struck out forever, right?
Yeah.
And especially if you got a guy who's somewhat of a torpe type, where it takes so much courage to muster up the energy to talk about sex and then to not actually have anything happen, you can really kind of shut him down. Now, it doesn't mean, see, this is a sexual problem that I'm okay with, because I think this is going to right itself. The challenges here are the LDR stuff and all that. Like, I'll be 100% honest. Again, here's where we talk about Chopper and myself, our lives again, right? I have never, ever once, and I hope she validates this, I have never once initiated text sex with my wife. I don't send her dick pics. I don't. In fact, of the two of us, she's the one that says, "Oh, baka mamaya da da da," and I'm like, ah. You know, I'll go, "Okay," you know, I have these very awkward responses to it, and you'll never ever catch me. What are you doing, Alex? You'll never catch me initiating this kind of talk because I'm uncomfortable with talking about sex from a distance.
Yeah.
Sometimes Chopper will send
from
me a photo.
From a distance.
The ocean.
Some Chopper sometimes will send me like a nude pic of her like kakalabas lang ng shower, you know, stuff like, she takes a lot of photos of her body when she's gonna go work out. She does a lot of that. That's what you guys get on IG. And then every now and then I'll get the full body, right? And when she and I'll tell you 100%, when she sends it to me, I'm very uncomfortable. And then my response is always,
"Wow, sexy."
Wow, sexy.
That's it. But there's still like, "Oh my gosh, later I'm gonna go."
Later, didilain ko yan. Nothing like that. Walang edihel, yeah. Like, I don't do that, right?
Sa dali, nagpapadala ka ng Nang nude? As in nude?
Sometimes. Yeah. When he's at work.
Sometimes she'll do
like,
that.
Para lang masaya siya.
Yeah. And ako, I get very awkward. I'm like, oh. Then I start
looking around. But then naisip ko, like, shit, baka mo yung work. Because that has happened.
Babe, I didn't understand a word you said.
Sorry, because that has happened before. Okay, just side joke. Side, sorry, teka lang, sandali lang. May kukwento lang ako. We were at a dinner with our friends. Tapos parang all day we did parang 100 miles ng bike riding, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos we're socializing with everyone. And tapos yung isa naming friend, kasama yung wife niya, pero hindi nagbabike.
Mali. But anyway, yeah, go ahead. Finish the story and then I'll change it. I'll fix it.
So, what happened was katabi siya ni Mo, and I think, you know, they were talking about like family. Oh yeah, let me show you some pictures from
No, I'll finish the story because
okay, it's
wrong.
Go do it.
So we made a sex tape. That's different. It was different. Yeah, we made a sex tape. And in fact, it's one of my most viewed sex tapes. Because it was awesome. And when she was asking us to look at our kids, I have the sex tape on my phone. So, di ba when you open your photo album, the most recent photo is the large thumbnail. Eh, puta, makita mo yung puwet ni Chopper nandun. Tapos yung titi ko nakapasok dun sa, like, dog style on the thing. And I'm like, hey, puta. Like that, you know.
Oh my God, I thought you said it was a picture.
No. It was full video. But of course, it's a thumbnail. It's not, it's a picture. Yeah, yeah. But it's a picture of my dick in your ass.
So, ginawa niya, Alex, hello, ito. So, ito picture sa mga anak. Kaya lang.
Nandun
pagbukas, nandun yun. Tapos makikita mo yung face ng lady. It was like,
yeah, I was like, oh shit, you know.
And I'm like, tagal niya makaalis.
So anyway, that's again unrelated to this, but yeah, that's what happened in that moment. So here's the thing, though, Kelly, when Chopper sends me a nude or any of those, or even if she'll text me something sexual in that sense, it doesn't happen often. But when she does, I get awkward, and I never give a response. My responses are very much like your boyfriend's response. Okay, just to be honest with you. However, in person, when we're together, I would like to have sex with my wife every day if I could. But if we were LDR and she was sending me those messages the way you're sending your boyfriend those messages, I would behave exactly the same way he's behaving. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and Mo and I were LDR for a little bit, like before, and we never
video sex, never did any of that shit. I just cannot do it. And if Chopper ever asked me, oh, nagjakol ka ba today over this picture of me, I'd be like, no.
I would never
even
ask
though,
that, but
well,
yeah.
I mean, my point is, I would never admit, I cannot do that. Cannot do it.
Okay. Kasi nagtanong din ako sa kanya, like, sabi ko, yun nga kasi, pag-uusapan namin, tapos, well, di naman talaga na pag-uusapan kasi ina-avoid nga niya. Pero tatanungin ko siya, like, oh, when was the last time you masturbated? Tapos sasagot naman niya, like, kanina, ganun. Tapos parang ako, okay, so ganun ba yung gusto mo? Kanya-kanya na lang muna tayo habang hindi pa tayo nakikita. Sabi ko ganun. Tapos, pag sinasabi naman niya may perfect timing daw para doon, hindi daw ngayon. So, hindi din daw niya naiintindihan yung sarili niya bakit daw niya sinasabi sa akin yung mga bagay yun. And ako ngayon, iniisip ko, ano ba to? Is this a red flag na ngayon pa lang?
No.
Okay. No. So parang yun lang, parang minsan kasi yun nga mag-send ka sa kanya ng something that's parang meron din kasi siyang issue about words of affirmation na tipong hindi naman siya ma-compliment. So alam mo yung parang iniisip ko, ano ba to? Gusto ba talaga ako nito or gusto lang niya ng online companion?
Ganun. So let me and that's a good question, right? Is this a red flag? And let's answer that. And I know I've been talking a lot. I'll get it to Alex and Chopper here, but one thing I want to add. It's not a red flag for the boy, but it is a red flag for the relationship. And the reason why I'm saying that is, like, I don't think he doesn't like you, but at some point you're going to need sex, right? Like, you're going to need it. And if he's not providing it because he's uncomfortable, then it's going to be a problem. So that's where the red flag is. So, like I said, with Chopper and I, if she's going to send me the nude, I'm not going to fucking put a dick emoji or a gif of tite or anything like that. I can't do that. It's not who I am. But I'm anticipating, hopefully, that day later today, the real thing is going to happen. And I really, really, really want that. I'll really desperately want that, right? But in the moment, but in the moment of the pictures and all the kind of the sexy talk stuff, out ako dun eh. That's, I'm uncomfortable with that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not angry at her for doing it.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed it. I loved it.
Yeah.
I just can't I can't express that happy ako because feeling ko maniac if I do that. I still want to be respectful. Even if she sends me a nude, ayoko, I'm like, hey baby, tangina, titinitigas na ako. I don't do it.
Oh
like,
my God.
That's so weird. Yeah, that's so weird. but trust me, I enjoyed the photo very, 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 very much. Alex, what you got?
Ang sa akin, red flag siya kasi isang sign niya na hindi kayo compatible. Kasi di ba, lagi ka naman naghahanap ng compatibility. Wala sana problema kung halimbawa si Chopper sa kasi mo, okay sa kanila yung dalawa, hindi nila problema yon na hindi nagre-react si mo ng ganun, accepted ni Chopper. Pero ikaw, hanggang saan yung acceptable ano sa'yo ng isang tao? Kasi sa relationship, tama naman sabi ni mo, sa relationship ang problema ko, no? Kasi kung hindi magbabago si Guy, ma-accept mo ba? Di ba? Ano pa yung mga kailangan mong lunukin para lang matuloy yung relasyon nyo? Ngayon, pagka hindi mo kaya yan, problema yan. Kasi nga, hindi kayo compatible sa sex. Pero hindi namin sinasabi na ina talaga problema nyo kasi nga may mga LDR factor.
Yeah.
Pero ang sinasabi ko, kung ganyan pa lang sa LDR, hindi kayo same level, tatanungin mo yung sarili mo, kaya mo? Adjust ka? Pagka kaya mo, hindi walang problema. Pero kung alam mo, anong problema ka na hindi matapatan yung libog mo, kasi may mga ibang lalaki, malibog, di, kung ganyan kalibog, di wala kang problema ngayon, hindi ka tatawag sa amin, di ba? Pagpadala mo ng video, papadala ka ng video, di ang saya ng buhay nyo, wala kang reason to call. Pero the reason na tumatawag ka kasi hindi na reciprocate yung gusto mo. And that's a sign of incompatibility. Ano ang kaya mong malunok?
It's a sign of incompatibility though. Okay, so it's a sign of incompatibility because you are LDR.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the difference between Chopper and I, because I am going to see her in a few hours. You will not see him. So this is all you have. And that's where the incompatibility part comes in. And it's a product of LDR, not a product of your and his sexual chemistry. Not yet, at least.
Not yet.
But it is a problem, a sexual problem, because of the LDR more than anything, for now.
Kasi mo, ah. Iintindihan ko yung side ni Mona, hindi ko ugali yon. Hindi ko ugali yung mag-react sa mga ganyan. Pero ako, pag ako nagpadala ng video, masasaktan ako in a way. Lalaki pa ako ha, pag nagpadala ako, halimbawa, ang asawa ko si Pia Wurzbach, tapos nagpadala ako ng naked, tapos hindi man lang siya nag, alam mo yun, oo, hindi nga ganun ugali niya, pero parang nakaka-offend din eh. Alam mo yun, give na give ka. Alam mo, si Chopper, naiintindihan ko yan, bagong workout siya. Ibig sabihin, ang tingin sa sarili niya, the best siya nung mga panahon. Kasi, di ba, optimal yung shape ng katawan niya. Yung talaga masarap magpadala eh. Ako, pag nagbuhat ako ng konting barbell, ang sarap magpa-picture eh. Gusto ko rin sanang, baka yung girl na to, baka mama niya, ano mo ba tinitake yung pag-reject sa inyong lalaki? Di ba? Nasasaktan ka ba? Nawawalan ka ba na ano?
Well, I think it's in her questions, right? It's like, is this a red flag? Is this, does he not like me? Diba? There are insecurities that come along with that. And again, this is no different from, let's say you were together and you weren't having sex. Those questions are still the same questions. Does this person not like me anymore because we're not having sex? Does this person not appreciate me because... So... The questions are the same.
I just want to ask her, and like with everything else outside of this, like your date nights, your movie nights, everything that you do as a couple in this LDR, was there a decline? Is it like still okay outside of this?
Actually, okay lahat eh.
That's why I'm saying there's not a red flag.
Sobrang na-appreciate ko siya. As in, kasi antagal ko rin kasing wala sa relationship. Tapos parang sabi ko, actually so sobrang seryoso niya. Tipong kahit online, nag-effort talaga siya to talk to my mom, like ask for permission. Alam mo yun, yung parang seryoso talaga to eh. Yung inaano niya talaga na yung intentions niya. This is something na meron talaga sa future, ganyan. So yun nga lang, ang worry ko, kung may mga bagay kami na hindi pala kami match,
it might not be his, it might not be his thing. Like, you know what the good thing about this is today? You're in Manila, it's on lockdown. Australia's kind of on lockdown too. So you're not going anywhere anytime soon. So continuing with this relationship and finding out where it will lead you, hindi naman siya lose-lose situation for the both of you. I don't think it's a red flag. I think it's just not his thing. That's at mo, kami ni Mo flip. When we're in person, lahat ng sinasabi ko or whatever sa text or what, I can't do that in person.
Okay? I know. That's a fucking red flag. It's the biggest China flag in the air.
And then si
Caesar.
Mo.
Caesar.
Si Mo, siya yung, like, would say stuff that no means na ta, bigla hon, like the shock na tawa ko. Yung ganon, like, but not, like, but whatever. Like, it would tell me, like, hey, sit on my face. Yung mga ganon parang wild siya.
But, well, we're already no, naked me. Though, and so like yeah, I'm not sitting on the couch going, oh, but bakit naman
yung I know, yung nga, yung
right? Like I don't do that. I can't no, do that. I cannot do that.
Me, I would. I think I joke mo? Around with it. Yeah. Like one time, like he was just last week. He was planning yung football fantasy league nila. Tapos hindi niya ako pinapansin, and then biglang I just, you know, put my shirt up and flash my boobs just to see, like, are you gonna papansin niyo ba? You know, ganon. But in bed, balik that. So may dynamic. Meron kang sari. Hindi mo pwedeng expect na pareho kayo, but once when you're together, obviously you kind of adjust to each other. That's what relationship. Yeah. Okay, she likes this, let me give her this. He hey. Likes this, let me give him this, you know.
So again, just to jump
more quick. Yeah, ito. Quickly lang ako dito. Ito ah, naniniwala talaga ako dun sa yung tamang tao para sa iyo, no? Kasi ganito ah. Kahit tamo ah, taong matino mo ah, yung yeah. talagang kakausapin yung parents mo. Pupunta sa bahay mo, tapos ano, may flowers, tapos magalang sa pamilya. It will only work kung gusto nung ka-partner mo yon.
Of course.
Di ba may nag-split, sinasabi, ayoko niya, masyadong mabait yan, pucha. Gusto ko man ng konting ganun. Ang ibig ko sabihin dito, in short, bago ako magtapos na sasabihin ko, kung ano yung gusto mo na bagay sa'yo, go. Kung alimbawa, hindi mo na makaya yung ganyan, ibig sabihin, may problema ka. Hindi kasi, pwede ako magsabi ng isang perfect na tao, pero kung di ka doon, katulad niya, sinasabi mo, kinakausap niyo nga yung parents, yung mami ko eh, sobrang seryoso to. Okay ka ba doon? Kasi alam mo ba, may mga hiniiwala yan, bakit? And sobrang bait niya, walang bisyo. Walang yan, mas mukha, at tas ang hinini, mas magalang pa sa akin. May mga ganun naghihiwalay dahil masyadong perfect yung isa eh. So ang ibig ko sabihin, kung saan ka naghahanap ng ka-partner mo, wala kang problema pag okay sa'yo yun. Pag hindi okay sa'yo yun, doon ka magkakaproblema.
And just to kind of then wrap up here, and that's why I think the red flag is in the relationship because of the LDR.
Oh,
it, that's super clear for me, no, Kelly, that if you don't have a plan for the next few, the short-term plan for this relationship, this could be enough of a downfall depending on how horny you are. I mean,
exactly.
If you're super horny, Kelly, and you like sex and you want to have sex, even if it's virtual and it's not the real thing, tapos you're not getting reciprocated for your desire. And you've, again, I know I say this every fucking episode. You have given him the information. It's now up to him to do something about it.
Yeah.
Kung wala siyang gagawin, then you can leave. Because now the person isn't stepping up.
Give him a little bit of time, though.
Even if he's uncomfortable.
No, it's not that he's uncomfortable. Remember, he tried, but he got rejected. Because she was at work or whatever it is, right? So medyo, remember that part.
So, hindi, malay mo naman, ginawa niyo, hindi, alam niyo, walang mangyayari.
Grabe naman.
Alam mo yun, nananadya siya. O tara ngayon, alam niyo, may ganun tao.
Yeah, I mean, only she can tell that. But you know, I think wala naman mawawala sa'yo if you see what happens the next few months, you know?
Yeah. Again, red flag, sure. Is deal breaker? Absolutely not. Not in this case. Or at least not yet. Not yet.
Okay. Not yet. Okay.
All right. Be patient.
Not yet. But doesn't mean that it will be. You know, we don't know.
But see, that's why I want to know if you're going to visit him soon, if he's going to visit you. Because that's where you're going to get your confirmation. Does this guy really want to fuck me?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, ano naman talaga, alam mo yung every time naman sabihin niya na gustong-gusto na niya mag-open everything para makapunta na siya dito, magkita na kami. Ganun naman yung conversations namin palagi. Pero, ayun nga.
Judge him on the in-person behavior, not the online behavior. Okay?
Eh, paano kung 2 years pa
yun? Well, that's the thing. It shouldn't be 2 years. You guys should be able to see each other within the year.
No,
it's possible. It is. It's just you're gonna have to go through some fucking headaches and testing and you know.
Wait, is Australia open already? Australia isn't.
I know, but you can't anticipate no matter that Australia will not open for the rest of the year. Okay, it does open. You can still go. It's just you have to really take advantage of the windows when they show up, right? When they show up, you got to take advantage of those windows. Now, are you at a state right now where make or break na to? Probably not. And I don't think you are, Kelly. I think you could be a bit more patient regarding him. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't really need him for your sex life. You don't, because it's virtual. You can jump up. You can get your fucking... How many sex toys do you have?
Two.
You can fucking use those two without him. It's no problem. Oh. This is not like the problem that real people, real couples have in real face-to-face. If we're not having sex face-to-face and it's starting to get weeks after weeks, putangin ang laki ng problema niyan, di ba? But when you're virtual, you don't really need him.
Oh.
So don't get sexually frustrated about an LDR, lack of LDR sex. It's unnecessary. Mm.
It's kind of part of it, the LDR. There will be lack of sex. Talaga.
Yeah, it's just that's just the way it is. It shouldn't be a deal breaker. But you absolutely drop this motherfucker if you guys get together in real life and for the first 3 days no sex is happening, then you're out.
Tanga na, gago pa siya.
Yeah.
Pag tayo LDR, puta sa airport pa lang.
Yeah.
Umaayuda na ako. Pag iyakap pa lang natin, gumagano na yun.
Parang aso ang putang yun.
Oh my God. I can't believe ginawa mo yung move.
Yeah. Anyway, so thanks for the call, Kelly. Good luck. You guys, you're going to be fine. You'll be fine. Okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right. I'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
People, sex life. Every question's about sex. Every single question.
About career, mga ganyan.
Well, no. I do this on purpose. The career shit comes Saturday.
I used to take career calls.
Yeah, before when you weren't on Alex episodes. Welcome to Guilty by Association. Did Alex freeze?
I think he did.
Yeah, I think Alex is frozen on Zoom here. Alex? No, that's not a bad photo to get frozen on, though. Well, again, since he's not here, let's just wrap it up then, since this is kind of the tail end of our back-to-back. Mm-hmm. Here he is. Now he's coming back. Here's back into the Zoom. Let's see. Just so we say a proper goodbye, but thanks for hanging out with us. This has been episode 128, of course, here.
And
there we go. You got a little stuff.
May kinatataw sa umaayuda. Hindi totoo naman talaga.
Don't forget, Punchline with Alex Kelly, of course, this week. Chopper and I are on separate episodes, of course. And
tomorrow.
Am I on tomorrow?
Oh, is it tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. The answer.
I need to listen to this.
I didn't listen to anybody's. Sorry, Alex.
Ay, hindi mo lang pag second to. Ngayon.
Oh, perfect. Good. All right. Well, I haven't listened to any of them. When I say them, this whole past couple of weeks, I'd rather just kind of stay out of it. but it makes for compelling podcasting, so yeah.
Good. It's good marketing.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
All right.
So we'll see you, Alex, on Saturday morning.
Oh.
Don't forget tickettome.net, as well as, of course, I said Punchline with Alex. Yeah. And then we'll get more of the Chopper and Alex tandem coming up next week when we do another set of back-to-backs. So have a great rest of your week, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. And what do you always say when you jump on the Discord and you say it on your podcast? Spread the
laughter, not the virus.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yep. Do that. Bye, everybody. Thanks.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.